Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep. So,
he had no idea. I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The six-ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Anyway. Enough of that. Are we ready to get Gio in here?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right.
All right, I'm back. I'm back. Sorry about that.
Well, our guest is backstage if you're ready, man.
He is. All right, yeah, let's do it. Let's bring him on.
Hey, how's everyone doing this evening?
What's up, Gio?
For a second there, I thought you were out of game, man. I saw the background.
No, like, oh, no.
This guy doesn't sleep, man. This guy doesn't take a break.
I'm just sending out a message real quick, and I'm good to go. How's everyone doing this evening?
Everyone's good. Doing awesome, man. You know what? It's so funny. I was doing the same thing in a second, just a second ago, and
I saw crazy. That.
It's crazy, man. We don't stop. I mean, all of us are working hard, and football season's coming up. You do this. I mean, 24/7, man, and so it's always kind of crazy with only a couple of weeks left before game time. Before we even get into practice and all that, how excited are you for the 2024-2025 season here coming up for Canes football?
I'm ready to tell some very positive lies. Excuse me. Reason being, so I think Mario's got the roster up to snuff.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? You drinking the Kool-Aid, Gio?
I am drinking the Kool-Aid this year. I got a bad rap for it last year, being kind of pessimistic. I ended up being right, but this year I am on that Kool-Aid train.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I know we got a couple of questions here. I haven't been able to get out there. You know, these other jobs have kind of held me back, and I know that there's been some exciting things going on with some scrimmages and whatnot, some stuff that maybe shouldn't have gotten out, that got out. You know, that's the way it works, though, right? That's the way it is, especially when it's –
Look, I got some calls from Miami, and someone on the staff – well, two calls, actually, and then one was from a staffer, and he was just kind of mad and upset. And, I kind of flipped the script on him, and I think he got kind of surprised that I didn't, you know – like cut my tongue or, you know, hold my tongue or anything like that. I was honest. I said, look, you know, if you guys don't like things coming out of practice and whatnot, you guys are the gatekeepers that you are the ones you allow certain people into practice. So if you don't like that, if I have this or another show has this or whatnot, you know, this is not a media thing. This is a you guys thing.
That's right. You know what? At the end of the day, they don't let anything out that they don't want out, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Look, I'll be honest with you. Look, I'm careful too with what I put out there, and you know, if it's an injury, you know, that's very a touchy subject. Or just speaking about schematics wise, I try to avoid that because you know I'm not going to get myself into a fight with one of the coaches saying, "Oh, you're saying we're running this formation out of the gun and this and that," and you know, just all those specifics.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Well, just kind of getting right into it, right? So 2.5 weeks left before we go up to Gainesville to play the Florida Gators. And, you know, a lot of questions are being asked, at least from what a lot of, you know, the fans that I speak to and guys that I speak to are really asking me about a lot of the newcomers and the guys that were hurt last year, right? So the Mark Fletchers and Akeem Mesidors, and then you've got the transfer portal guys and Barron and Barrow on defense, and you know, and Diami Hill, and so on and so forth. Those guys, look, it was a complete turnover of the roster again, about 40, 41 guys that are new to the program, big time players. You know, those are some of the guys that are going to come in and potentially make a big impact. What have you seen just from camp itself that kind of tells you, hey, some of those guys are here, they're going to make a huge impact, and you know, some of the guys that maybe we should be on the lookout for, or maybe some big surprises? What have you seen so far from camp from some of those new guys?
This is not a new guy, but one of the biggest surprises in camp, Markeith Williams has really taking his game to another level during fall camp, leading the team in turnovers, actually, on the defensive side. Some of that being, you know, second team work, whatever, but he's been getting much more work with the first team, really pushing Jaden Harris at that safety spot opposite of Meech Powell, who's been a tremendous leader for the defensive side of the ball. Even Coach Mirabal mentioned during media day that Meech Powell is along that same line with a name like Cam Ward that is a leader on the team, loves to talk a lot of trash, but also brings it consistently from day to day. But focusing on those new guys, and then we could talk about some other returning guys. More so specifically, Cam Ward has been as advertised. He had a great scrimmage one for fall camp. Phenomenal. Throw quite a few touchdowns out of there to Sam Brown. Trying to remember all the touchdowns. Sam Brown was involved on that. Isaiah Horton. Chris Johnson Jr. had a touchdown in that scrimmage. Damian Martinez, AJ Allen, all those guys got in on that. But let's see. Any of the new guys? Damian Martinez has been, I'll be honest with you guys, at least speaking to people that are there outside of the media portions, because, you know, we could only watch X amount of time during that practice portion. So we kind of formulate our opinion from there. And then speaking to other people, you know, we kind of put it all together. Damian Martinez is actually a little more explosive than he was at Oregon State. He's dropped a little bit of weight, leaned up a bit, explosive run during that scrimmage as well. And I think I mentioned Sam Brown, another transfer guy I'll throw in there as well is a defensive tackle, actually, Simeon Barrow. That guy right there is a grown man. I know he's listed about like 6'3", 290. He does not look 290 pounds. He looks like 300 plus, very solidly built. You're talking about a veteran that's played over 4 years of college football in the Big Ten with Michigan State and physical teams in that conference between Michigan, Ohio State. I could ramble on more, but you get the picture there. He has had a really good camp. He's going to help Miami a lot this year. And then just from the newcomer side of things that I'll put out, from freshmen, more so specifically, Elijah Lofton, he's carried over that progress from the spring to now. Just speaking with some of the coaches, they describe him as one of these guys where they only have to show him what to do once. They don't have to come back a second or third time. He just gets it. He's a football guy. I think Larry probably knows that term. he lives, breathes football. And I'll put it to you this way. I asked Reuben Bain this question before, and I asked him, is there any freshman on this team that you think could have that similar type of impact that you had last year? And he said, yeah, Elijah Lofton. I think Elijah Lofton is the Reuben Bain of offense. So if that's not a phenomenal endorsement, I don't know what is, considering the season Reuben Bain had last year. And then a couple other freshmen, more so from well, before I jump, Josiah Trader will be in that wide receiver rotation this year. The veterans slightly ahead of him, a little ahead of him. You know, they're more experienced season and whatnot, but he will show flashes this season that I think will get many people excited. But on the defensive side, some young guys that just came into the program, whether it was from spring to fall, Cameron Bobby Pruitt, coaches have described him as a physical specimen for the linebacker position. You're talking about a linebacker that can run like a safety. He can cover. He can hit. He actually could get off blocks that would kind of surprise you for his size, because he's only about like 6'2", 6'3", maybe a little over 200 pounds, but really impressive. He's going to find a role this year. Another guy I should put into that category as well of playing this year, Justin Scott. Very much as advertised, big-time guy. I don't know if he'll start any games this year because they have quite a few veterans in that group, but he's very heavily going to be involved in that rotation. He's going to play this year. He's going to show some things that are going to excite Miami fans just for the future moving forward. And trying to remember, because I'm trying to keep this as organic as possible, not look at any notes, just all memory and recollection. The last one. Oh, Romanus O.J. Frederic. I will say this. I think there's some Hurricane fans out there that might need to eat some crow, because some people had reactions about him being a three-star from St. Thomas Aquinas, that, oh, why would Miami take this kid and whatnot? I actually heard phenomenal things about him coming out of high school, even when he flipped that commitment from West Virginia to Miami. That was during the summer last year. He's had a tremendous camp. He's getting reps with the first team. He may not start out the gate, but that defensive back depth is not looking as shaky as when we were coming out of the spring till now, because of a few developments, like guys like Romanus O.J. Frederic and Markeith Williams stepping up here in fall camp.
Didn't I tell you, Blue, who was my sleeper guy last week?
Don't you tell me it was Elijah Lofton, because I've been on him since he was
five. No way.
I forgot one guy to tell you. Cole McConathy. I actually had a Miami staff.
Now that's your guy.
Hey, yes. Man, O.J. I said O.J. Frederic.
Remember? We talked about him last week.
When Cole McConathy was coming out of high school, this is before he even signed with Miami. He was already committed. I had a Miami staffer tell me that he viewed Cole McConathy as the gem of the 2024 recruiting class. Out of any of those young defensive ends, he's first in line to play right now.
Yeah. He played a pretty tough schedule in high school, so he had an opportunity to showcase. But the Elijah Lofton's no surprise. I've been singing his praises. And I told this story last week, Gio, that when he was in the ninth grade, a buddy of mine's, his kids, the offensive line coach at Bishop Gorman, and he said to me, he says, listen, I know you guys are all excited about the guy that we're getting you now, but he said, there's a ninth grader that is going to be, I think, better than him. And he told me, and I watched, and if you remember last year in the state championship game against Liberty, he threw, he caught, he ran, and he picked off a ball for touchdown, scored four times. So, and I've been on, and I had Mario on the show a couple of weeks ago, and that's the one thing I asked him. And usually college coaches will be reluctant to, you know, praise a freshman.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's a big time, and I agree about O.J. When he was at Deerfield, I thought he was really special, and then when he went over to St. Thomas, you know, I think because they had so much talent, he didn't get those stars put around him. But I will tell you, I agree with you 100%. He's physical. He's a football guy. Yeah, he's like, how's Lyle's doing? I heard he was looking pretty good.
Jordan Lyle. He's actually been solid in camp, just from what the little that I've seen from the media portion, then just speaking with what other people have seen outside of that. He's just got really stiff competition from that kind of top three group right now, especially Chris Johnson Jr. just explosion and development from last year to now. You're talking about a guy that went from being an athlete playing running back to now he's really picked up on the nuances of playing the position. Pass protection greatly improved. So,
right. I wanted to ask you about a couple of freshmen from last year.
Go ahead.
Robbie Washington, Ray Ray, Popo at linebacker, because I heard Aguirre was doing really good. Talk about those guys, because I think Miami fans want to see the wrapping come off of them.
Yes. So Mario's foundation class, I like to call it, that 2023 group. I always like to try to remind some of the fans this, that not everyone is a out-the-gate guy. That you may have some kids that they turn up that second year or third year. I always like to go by the rule of thumb that I don't put a final determination on a player up until their third year in college, because some of these guys, they need that strength and conditioning. They need to refine their technique. A couple of guys that are second-year guys that are returning this year that are really going to open some eyes and going to play bigger roles and they're more prepared. First up on top of that entire list, you're talking about Riley Williams. He's going to have a big year. I'll put it this way. Lance Guidry described that tight ends room right now. This is before camp even opened. He described it as special.
Good.
And I know many Hurricanes fans had complained last year with the tight end situation. Oh, we're not using tight ends, this and that. I think people have to remember, Riley Williams, they did not expect to play him that much last year. They didn't expect Elijah Arroyo to re-aggravate his injury either. And Jaleel Skinner was just unplayable for them. He couldn't catch the ball. He was struggling to even block or anything like that. You know, that's all in the past now. But, yes, Riley Williams at the top of that list. Next up would be Raul Popo Aguirre. He has made a jump in year two. He's going to be in that linebacker rotation this year, right behind when Kiko Maunua needs a breather. You're going to have Popo come in there, and Popo can play. I'm letting you guys know right now. Bobby Washington getting a bit better. His only problem is he was raw coming in out of high school, but he has all the physical ability. He's been competing back and forth with Cameron Bobby Pruitt. Those guys are competing at strong side linebacker, or kind of like a pseudo nickelbacker in Lance Guidry's defense, but those guys are going back and forth still. Some other second-year guys, Ray Ray is he's competing right now in that fifth, sixth slot in terms of that wide receiver rotation. You have your top four guys, your Isaiah Horton, Jacoby George, Xavier Strepro, Sam Brown, who just came into the program. Ray Ray's right in that group right after those guys, that he will be next man up in the rotation. Him and JoJo are very much in competition right there to play some serious snaps this year, because Coach Shannon Dawson was very open and honest about it during media day, saying that the rotation is going to be deeper this year, that they feel they have guys they could depend on more. And shoot, I mean, he's honest. You look at a guy like Shamar Kirk, who had a really good offseason. He could start for a lot of other programs around the country, but he stayed here. So Miami's pretty deep there. I'm trying to think of any other second-year guys that can make that jump.
By the way,
Chris Johnson Jr. is a second-year guy. He's gonna have a significant role in the offense this year. I don't know how many touches in terms of the running game, but they're gonna get him involved.
I know DJ wants to ask you some tight end questions. He's sitting there reliving his
tight end questions. That tidbit on Riley Williams certainly excited me, because you know I loved the tight end play, and you know this tight end class was so, you know, kind of celebrated and kind of hyped as, you know, big time weapons for the program. And like you mentioned, Gio, fans were kind of wondering, you know, where the tight ends were going to fit in this offense. So I'm actually very excited to hear that development, and I'm interested to see how, you know, guys like Riley Williams kind of put things together. Because I said at the time that Riley Williams was just more than, you know, more than a tight end. He was a good athlete. And
100%.
And so I'm curious to see how that translates into the offense when you have, you know, so many good outside wide receivers. You know, what can, you know, Cam Ward get from inside at the tight end position?
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He can get a lot. Let me put it to you this way. Elijah Arroyo is in the best health and best shape of his entire career this year. He actually leaned up from the spring. Looks phenomenal. No hiccups with the injury this year. They were really bummed out last year when they kind of had to prolong things because they really wanted to get him involved last year. That plan didn't come to place. You got Cam McCormick with that veteran leadership. I know some Hurricanes fans, they're like, oh, well, you know, he can't really catch the ball and this and that or whatever. Every guy has their role. And Cam McCormick knows what his role is, and he's going to get it done. And you can't quantify veteran leadership, because what happens sometimes in some of these big games, some of these guys croak that are young, that the moment might be too big for them. You need veteran guys like that to get past that type of hump.
It's nice to have grandfather's wisdom, everyone.
All the guys in the tight end room, I mean, they've told me the last couple of years when I've talked to them, when I was working in the NIL space and everything, they would always bring up about Cam McCormick and just the wisdom that he would put upon them and just the things that he would teach them. So I don't think Hurricane fans give him enough credit. Other thing there I'll mention, Riley Williams, I'm expecting a big year from him. He's been really consistent in fall camp. I'm just curious how they're going to handle the whole tight end situation, like how they get them involved. I know they're going to get pretty creative with Elijah Lofton. You can put him at running back. You can play him as an H-back. You can split him out wide. There's many things you could do with him. But I'm talking more so those three other guys, the two vets and then the second-year guy with Riley Williams. I want to see kind of how they figure out putting those guys out on the field. And actually, I'll mention this because he hasn't been talked about enough, but he gets forgotten because he was a lacrosse player coming out of high school, Jackson Carver. He was actually committed to Notre Dame for lacrosse coming out of high school, out of that Minnesota area. Came down here. Last year, he really needed to put on that weight. He wasn't there just yet physically. He's catching up now. Mentally, though, and this is from speaking to some of the coaches, he has it all there. It's just the physical aspect, and he's starting to catch up now. So he may not be a guy that you see a lot this year, but when you have Elijah Arroyo and Cam McCormick move on from the program, you need that next man up. Jackson Carver is going to be in that discussion next year.
Oh, doesn't he also has a brother that's a pretty good ball player in high school right now as well, right?
He's actually at the Miami football program now. He's a walk-on.
Oh, really? Wow, okay. Yeah. Already. Wow, geez. There you go. Pretty cool. Vish, DJ, do you guys have anything else for Gio before we get him out of here?
Yeah, just one question as we're kind of leading into the other topic we have on the show. So you mentioned a bunch of guys that are explosive. Who do you think is going to be returning kicks and punts? We had obviously X is the sure-handed guy, was more of just like he won't fumble it. And also don't know that we want to necessarily expose him to taking those hits because he's so key to the offense. So who's your guess on the returners?
Oh, if I said by guess, I would be saying who I want.
That's fine. That's fine. That works. You can answer the question the way you want. Yeah, who do you want? Yeah, who do you want?
I want personally? Ray? Look, Ray Ray for sure. Ray
I think is what it's going to come down to, Gio. I think that they're going to look from a punt return standpoint that Restrepo can hold the ball.
And yes. Yeah,
so that I think he, but I would think that they would. I mean, I like Restrepo, great guy, but you want some. I would put Chris Johnson back there with Ray Ray. That would be lethal.
Yep. So who I let? Or I'll put it this way: my two kick returners that I would want personally. Chris Johnson Jr., and you could do a mixture between a Ray Ray and Robbie Washington because those guys
– both of them can fly.
They can fly. I people forget about Robbie Washington. He's competing there. You know, he's kind of in that rotation stuff right now, but he can very much make an impact there in the meantime before his time comes as the vets move on. Punt returns, like Blue said, Xavier Restrepo, he is sure-handed. I know I'll phrase it like this. Let's go back a few years when Braxton Berrios was the punt returner. I remember many Miami fans, they said, oh, man, but he's not that explosive and this and that, and we need to get someone better back there. A lot of it has to do with can the coaches trust you in a game situation. So I'll go back to an example even from last season. Jacoby George, the Texas A&M game. They thought they could trust him on punt return duties heading into the season. He was the initial punt returner to open the season. I think people forget this. And he muffed that punt return, and they were like, no, you're getting out of the game. We're not doing this again because this happened last year against A&M. Tyreek Stevenson dropped the punt return. Xavier Restrepo will very likely be that guy, but I do expect them to possibly rotate some reps there. You probably see Ray next man up involved there because he got some of those reps last year. I know a couple other guys that are involved in the conversation. Robert Stafford's been getting some reps there. Shamar Kirk, Robbie Washington. Those are just a few of the names. I know AJ Allen's gotten some work there too. Jacoby George still as well. Other names that have just been involved there throughout practices, whether it's dating back from spring to now, but those are your likely names.
I can even see Hellcat out back there also.
Oh yeah. He's been involved too.
Yeah. A lot of names. That's good. It's a lot better. It's a lot better and a lot more fun to talk about a lot more names than not enough names that you can think of that can go back there and make plays. So
I mean, you look back a couple years ago, you could probably mention only maybe one, if you're lucky, two names. Now you got multiple guys that are in that conversation or are competing there.
I don't want to put any jinxes, but let's say your quarterback goes down, not permanently, but who's running second?
Emery Williams.
I agree, man. Everybody's talking about old Poffenbarger. I think Emery Williams. You got to remember, if he doesn't get hurt in the FSU game, it could have been a whole different deal for him.
I agree with you 100%. I do think he had some momentum in that game. I know everyone talks about, oh, his performance wasn't that great. I mean, what do you expect? It's a true freshman's first game going up to Tallahassee. He grew up in that Clemson and Florida State game.
I just don't know why we're putting that out there into the universe, Blue. Okay? I don't appreciate
it. You got to put it out, because if you don't put it out and it happens, you go, we should have put it out.
No, but you got to be – look, I'll tell you guys this. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's true. That's what DJ said. He went.
We're not preparing for. We're not the coaches. Obviously, they have a backup. We don't need to.
I don't want to prepare for that.
Yeah. We don't need to speak this into existence, Blue. We have a backup plan, but we don't need to. We don't need to.
Hey, DJ went to see Def Leppard.
I did.
I'll put it to you guys this way. on paper, there'll be an or between Reese and Emery. Just. Political, you don't want to push any guy out of the program or whatnot. But if it really came down to it, if they truly needed to start at second quarterback, Emery Williams has been the more consistent of the two. Reese has had some wow moments in practice. I think it's more so a speed of the game thing for him, kind of coming from that level of football that he was at. He may need that adjustment.
Gotcha.
When you look at the game that, you know, Simeon Barrow brings to the table, Gio, and he has, you know, over 100 tackles at Michigan State. He comes to Miami, 10.5 sacks. How big of a pass rusher is he? Is he more of a run filler, run stuffer type of player? Like, how often, in your opinion, do you see him being able to provide pass rushing help? Because Miami has a lot of those guys, you know, coming off the edge, but is he a reliable source of pass rushing as it relates to the defensive line?
He can do both, actually, both the most consistently of anyone in that room right now, which is a great thing, because usually you run into these situations where you have your traditional guy who's just the run stopper, or you have your lighter, longer athletic guy in the interior that just more so is a pass rusher. He could do both. Which I think is, I don't want to say it's rare, because there's quite a few guys in the country that can do it, but it's not that common. Either you have a guy specializing in one or the other. So he's kind of one of those guys that is going to be hard to take him off the field. The other thing that I think is going to help a lot in terms of the interior, even though their depth, if you ask me from a talent perspective, they're deeper than they were last year in the interior. I think what's going to help them a lot, though, is a guy like Akeem Mezidor. He's having a tremendous camp since coming back. I think people don't realize the type of impact that he had on the defense when he was healthy and playing during the 2022 season. You could picture this. You have Reuben Bain along with him and Tyler Barron, who came in from Tennessee. All three of those guys, you could shift them inside on a NASCAR package and you could really get after the quarterback. They're all capable of doing it. So a lot of versatile pieces on that defense. But the young pup that everyone should get really excited about, Justin Scott. And since the pads have come on, because this was the question that Coach Guidry had, he said to us during media day, he believed that Justin Scott was a guy who could flash this year. He just wanted to see when the pads came on and how it looked and how he responded, which rightfully so. Some guys hit that freshman wall. He's checked all the boxes off for them.
All exciting news there. It's really happy to hear that a lot of the guys that were injured before in the past are healthy, ready to go, but also some of the newbies and some of the young guys are ready as well. So, Jill, we appreciate you coming out, man, and talking to us for a few minutes. I know we kept you on a little bit longer.
Oh, no problem at all. I love talking ball. I love talking shop.
Listen, man, we're all excited about the season coming up, and I'm sure we'll all get together for some media availability coming up soon as well. But thanks for coming on, man. We truly appreciate it for giving us the insight there. And, let them know where they can find you online and everywhere else, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. So I decided back in 2023 – I am not working with any companies anymore. I have decided to go independent. I've opened my own business. The actual official launch is the week of Miami and UF. It's called Global Entertainment Online Sports, short for GEOS Inc., GEOS Incorporated.
Wow, look at that.
Covering the Miami Hurricanes. I've also dabbled in the NFL, NBA, other sports as well in the past 2 years. But bread and butter, always Miami Hurricanes. I've always been very involved in this community. For anyone worried that when I open up the company officially, that if I'm going anywhere, no, I'm still going to be involved. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere.
Awesome. Nice. Did you see Frank at all down there?
What happened, Larry?
Do you see Frank at all down there when you go?
Yes, actually, I ran into him. I've already ran into him twice. He was there during media day and then one of the practices as well. Yeah, he looks happy. He's enjoying it.
Miami should be happy. He knows his stuff.
Oh yes, Frank. Oh my God, it's the amount of people he knows in the community.
Yep, no doubt. All right, man. Best of luck with it. Let us know. We'll
good luck to you.
Maybe we'll get you on a radio show and we'll let you promote it.
For sure,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Congratulations on the new venture and I you're a talented dude, man. So I know you'll kick ass with it. So we appreciate you coming on and talking some Canes football. We can't wait. We'll see you in a couple of weeks over at the Hard Rock then.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in Gainesville, too. I don't know if any of you guys are going.
3 weeks at Hard Rock, right? 3 weeks at Hard Rock. That's right. That's right.
Florida A&M.
Have fun. Have fun. We'll
talk soon. Take care.
All right, buddy.
The Six Rig Canes Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Canes Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Canes Show. You know.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.